Welcome to FIBA Podcast Daily Devotions. Today's topic, Did God Send This? An extract written by Elizabeth Ann Horsford. One of the questions that often torments our minds in times of adversity is this trouble from God or an attack from Satan? If we return to the book of Job, it gives us a wonderful picture of God in total control even over Satan, to whom he gives limited authority to test Job. God was going to prove to Satan and to mankind that he is in control of the world and the affairs of men, and that it is possible for a man to love God for himself alone and not just for what he gives him. Job was tested by financial disaster, the loss of all his children, and by severe illness. Yet, through all this, he hung on to God and came out on top. Chapter 1 of Job is really the clue to the whole book. God allowed Satan to test Job. He set the limits beyond which Satan could not go. Yet, look at Job's response. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job chapter 1 verse 21. We learn from this that although Satan brought all these calamities on Job, God had ultimate control and Satan's power had limits. Now what about you and me? We may feel it's all very well for people in the Bible, but what about you and me? There are many things that God does not tell us, but he does reveal what we need to know. The secret things belongs to the Lord, our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Actions do have consequences, and God does allow us to exercise free will and then reap what we sow. If I drive recklessly, there is every likelihood that I will have an accident. If I constantly abuse my body, I'm likely to shorten my lifespan. But God can still turn anything we experience to good account and achieve his purposes while allowing us his gift of freedom. God's greatest purpose for anyone is that he or she will become more like Jesus. And it is often through adverse circumstances that God brings that about. It isn't that God singles out an individual and says, she could learn to be more patient if I put her through such and such a nasty experience. The fact is, in this fallen world, there is disease and accidents to happen. These are all directly or indirectly the result of sin in the world and its effects on nature. God is still in control, but he chooses to allow the course of this world to continue, to bring us to the point of handing over the control of our lives to him. He longs to help us to realize our fullest potential and lead purposeful lives. He waits and works in this way because he longs for all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. What about those whose lives are under his control, who are fully committed to him in discipleship? Why does God allow bad things to happen to them? We are living in a world of sin and no one is singled out for escape, however good they may be. God can use adversity to refine and purify that life, producing Christ-like qualities that can be used in blessing to many. Precious stones are refined in fire to rid them of impurities. The fire is never too hot, nor kept on longer than is needed. At the right moment, the jewel is taken out and its crystal clearness and real beauty is seen. If in the midst of adversity, we can ask God to use it for his glory in our lives, in making us more like him. Make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finely honed. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you. Adverse circumstances, they will refine us. God bless you.
For more details, please contact 9163-642521-64 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.